This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
We completely threw Sean off.
I've never seen Sean there. Like that.
That's incredible.
He was thrown out. Rattled. He was rattled.
Incredible. But yes, you are listening to the In the Loop.
He was shook.
As as the youths say, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, myself, Reginald Atitula, In the Loop. We get going right now. Man, I'm excited for this show for numerous reasons, and most of them are in
the mixtape. We got a show, baby.
Most of them are in the mixtape,
okay,
to be completely honest. But we're also getting ready for Texans, Patriots. That'll happen in Foxborough on Sunday. And to start, I should let you know, you can always get involved. We are on YouTube. We're on Twitch. Those things are available to you. And always, always text into the show, 713-572-4610. And, oh, wow, y'all are doubting the fact that I am no thief, and I've never had a ZV in my life. I mean that for sure, especially because I am just brazen enough to let you know that I stole your food if I did, okay? I need you to understand that about me. However, why Lopez isn't panicked or worried about Nico going down? Now, you kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it seems like you were emboldened in your stance over the time period since we were last on air.
Yeah,
I kind of want to get into this.
I mean, it's the head coach and the starting quarterback that are kind of feeling now. Look, clearly, when you hear from D'Amico and C.J. Stroud or any quarterback or head coach in the NFL, they're going to have their angle on things. But I felt sincerity in what they were saying, and maybe it's just justifying my point here, but I am not panicked. It's not great. I mean, you see people panicking all over, you know, the internet right now. Oh, it's a huge blow to the Texans.
I panicked a little. Yesterday.
You panicked a little bit. I get it.
I think I panicked with reason, but there was definitely panic.
No, I get it.
I gotta admit.
You know, the leading receiver in the NFL. Good gracious, how can you not be at least a little concerned? And I am, but I feel like this team is equipped, man. I feel like if any team in the NFL, for that matter, is equipped to withstand this. It's the Texans.
Yeah,
really is.
You went, what, six deep on wide receivers that you felt good about putting on the field at any given time?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that was a very clear decision to be made, mm-hmm. and it's probably for this type of thing, right?
Yeah.
But you mentioned the head coach. You mentioned the quarterback. I kind of want to hear the things that got you to that place. Mm-hmm. So let us turn back the clock to yesterday when D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud spoke. And we'll begin with D'Amico, the head coach of the team. He was asked about the benefits of having experienced veterans in the wide receiver and tight end rooms when players start going down with injury.
Again, it goes back to whoever, like whatever we call, whatever plays we have designed for this particular week, right? It's about us operating efficiently as an offense, right? And it's never about one player.
And Nico, of course, he made a lot of big plays for us, and we're going to miss, you know, his explosive plays that he made down the field. But it's just, like I say again, I keep saying this, who's next, right? Who's going to step up? Who's going to make those plays? We'll see.
That's the thing right there, Reggie. Who's next? Because it's about the who's. You know, what are they, that's old line about Jimmy's and Joe's and all that stuff. No, with this team, it's about the who's. And let me give you an example. And Figgy, you know, has been here through these years and all that. But back in the day,
except for Monday,
except for Monday, he was.
I really should let that go at this point.
Nah, don't. Just keep it going. okay. So back in the day, if we got news, Andre Johnson is on the IR, panic. You know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because no, I'm saying because the other who's weren't there.
No, absolutely.
The other who's are here.
Like at that point, and this name is one of my favorites. When you start just playing name a player. You know how you get around your boys and y'all just name it. You remember this guy? At that point, you're like, Kevin Walter, carry the offense. Yeah,
you can't do it.
Yeah, it's not exactly how you want to do this.
How about you get this news a little more recently? DeAndre Hopkins is on the IR. Panic. Even though that was a better team.
Yeah.
You know, you had Arian and you had other, but you would still panic because the other receivers, the other who's, as I've been saying, which is kind of bizarre, but I'm saying it, were not there. He just said, you know, who's going to step up? And I'm listening to him. I'm like, yeah, who? Because there are options.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So when we talk about those options, let's get into more of that. Because, yes, you do have other guys. And I think for me, the thing that I kept pointing to about Nico is just like he seems somewhat he is singular in the way that he has been playing this season thus far. But that doesn't mean necessarily that you can't piece some of that together. And so when it comes down to that, let's get to CJ. And CJ talking about one of the options. This is cut two. One of those options is Xavier Hutchinson. He is literally the next guy on the depth chart when it comes to playing X receiver behind Nico Collins. And so what has CJ Stroud seen from Xavier Hutchinson from training camp to now as they head into week six?
Yeah, just growth. You know, somebody who, you know, puts his head down, works continually, and just really loves the game of football, wants to be coached, and really just putting good stuff on film, you know, in the run game, pass game. Things shot up for us really big in this pass game. So, you know, just really good to get him going before, you know, he's about to, you know, start one or, you know, so on and so forth.
See, and I think Xavier Hutchinson probably would be the number one candidate for taking a big leap in this game.
Okay.
First of all, he literally goes into his spot. You know, I mean, they can move people around, but he probably would fit right into that spot. Secondly, he's shown a little bit in recent games. And as you just heard from C.J. Stroud, you know, Xavier Hutchinson has, you know, he has his quarterback's confidence.
Yeah, and he's one of the guys in this past game against the Bills, Week 5, that had some big plays.
That's what I'm saying. He's kind of recently, you know.
Right. He 2 catches, 31 yards, but he had a 19-yard reception as well, right? He can give you a little bit of something of being that kind of big body guy and getting the ball sometimes quickly in space. And so that is good to have, especially because you feel comfortable then running out a combination of three wide receivers that feels somewhat similar to what it has been thus far. 832. I didn't realize that I was going to have this level of response. Not that I'm like disputing it too much, but Walter, why'd I read it like that? Kevin Walter back in the day could have carried the team if he would have had C.J. Stroud as a quarterback.
Oh, work?
Okay.
It'd been better.
Okay. Oh, sure. C.J. for the
Horowitz. He was a good blocker if y'all haven't heard. He was a good blocker.
Okay. All right. That is I appreciate your take. Thank you for interacting with the show.
Man,
that is what I'll say.
But in the Hall of Famer, man.
But that's also part of the who's. You do have C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. The way that he elevates things, it feels like he's already doing a lot of elevating, though, especially now the elevating that he is doing is making the offensive line a little bit more right than they have been at times.
Yeah.
Right, those types of things. But speaking of C.J. Stroud, let's talk more about the who's on who will step up from or into the space that Nico Collins evacuates for going on to the IR for the next 4 weeks at least. And one of those is the one that you like to harp on.
Mm-hmm.
He wears number one Stephon Diggs. So CJ Stroud was asked about how Stephon Diggs' experience reliability helps in this moment.
I think he can be great. You know, I definitely think that, you know, he's already a leader, but, you know, you can tell in practice today, he knows, you know, his responsibility now and he goes out. So that's really all of them. You know, everybody got to step up and even myself included, you know, to pick up the slack where, you know, Nico isn't playing. So definitely just got to hold each other accountable and just be better at that. So definitely he's going to be at the forefront of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The other thing about Stephon that kind of, you know, keeps me from panicking.
Yeah.
This isn't a new role.
No.
You know, this is what he does, and what he's done is being the guy that can carry the load for a receiving core. And they brought him in to be a number one. Nico is the number one, but it's not out of character. He's had six straight seasons of over 1,000 yards, four straight seasons of 100 catches.
Is that good?
This is what he is equipped to do. So don't panic. You know, they just make those adjustments.
Also, I know that there was parts of the fan base, the fan base is not a monolith. There's parts of the fan base that did have some level of worry and concern about the Stephon Diggs, character situation,
yeah.
Right? The idea that, oh, man, he's just always moving away from teams and he wants his. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, not to saying that Nico going down is any level of good thing.
Yeah.
However, this is an opportunity for him to get more, so for Diggs to get
exactly.
Be more involved and like continue to be invested in what's happening. If you believe that he has some level of there's some level of possibility of it going bad, this goes further in giving him more to do, more responsibility, more opportunity. Okay, so that's some of the who's. Who else can we throw in here? Or actually, not even who's, but just kind of generally what? Because CJ Stroud was asked about what is required of him.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the team losing a key guy like Nico?
Just efficiency, execution. You know, I think those are the two main things that I think about, is just being efficient, you know, not forcing it down the field, taking what the defense gives me, but also executing when the play is there, you know, making it happen. So just a little bit of everything, but I feel like I do that anyways, but, you know, the mindset and the intentionality needs to be ramped up even more now.
Absolutely, and the good thing is, again, with those options, we didn't even mention Tank. Tank is there, and when he was talking about options, I was thinking about Tank getting open underneath and stretching the play. A big play doesn't have to be 67 yards in the air.
Correct.
You know, a big play can be, there goes Steph, there goes Xavier Hutchinson, there goes Dalton Schultz, oh look, Tank Dell's crossing on the middle and he's one-on-one.
That was one of the better throws, you know, that we saw in the game against the Bills, was one of those Tank Dell crossers from right to left side of the field. Yeah. And I think I turned either to you or whoever was sitting next to me. I'm like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man coverage against Tank Dell as he crosses the field.
That's what I'm saying.
That is not fair for a defender, and you have that available to you. In fact, I think that this is the part of the audio that we've played here. This is the part that I'm more excited about, right? And I feel the strongest about it, because the concern for me with Nico going down is not that you have that you don't have talent, is that you have put yourself in a place where you've had to lean on fixing first and second down on third down way too often. And so when he talks about being more efficient, getting the ball in space, those types of things, which also leans a little bit on Bobby as well in the way that he game plans this, I think that that helps not just will fill the role of Nico, but I think that helps write the offense in general with what we've been talking about all the way around. If you are being more efficient on first and second down, now you don't need necessarily a giant chunk play just to keep the chains moving.
Mm-hmm.
A solid play continues to do it, and everybody can be involved in those ways.
Yeah.
And so I know CJ puts it on himself. He is very mature in that way, and he has that level of responsibility within himself. But yeah, I think that some of that is there, where if that entire offense gets more efficient, I personally am a little less worried about it, because I don't think you need some of the individual brilliance that it feels like Nico puts on display every single week.
Don't panic. Just watch how they work with these guys and Dalton Schultz and backs out of the backfield. You know, you said the other day that, you know, one of your more impressive plays that you saw from C.J. Stroud was just a dump it down.
100%. That was to Dario on the left side.
That was the smart play to do. Well, that's going to have to be in play even more so now. And the other thing about, like, Steph versus, you know, Xavier Hutchinson versus Tank Dell, if we're just talking about the receivers, he knows where every player is on the field. This isn't, like, off the cuff. So when he sees the two deep, which he's going to see,
yes,
and that's covered, whether it's Steph or Xavier Hutchinson or whomever, he knows, hey, Tank Dell is probably one-on-one with a safety or someone right now, and the ball doesn't have to travel 67 yards to be a 67-yard play. It can go 18 to Tank Dell, and then he does his stuff.
Okay, so that's what we're looking at. Yeah, you are in a place where you are telling everybody your message is calm down.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Don't panic. Don't worry that Nico is not going to be here, particularly in this game. But I think over the entirety of the 4 weeks, you're like, you're in a good spot in this. If you had to point to one guy that you're like, yo, this is the one that I'm most excited to kind of carry some of the load
here. I really feel this could be a moment for Xavier Hutchinson because of what he had a good game in the last game, but the opportunities are there. He had 48 snaps. I don't think he had more than 15 or 18 snaps in any game this year. So he's going to be on the field.
Yeah.
He's going to literally be in that role. And, you know, he's a yards after catch guy. He's not like Nico, where, you know, he's leaving, you know, kind of thing. He's a yards after catch guy. So it could be someone else. It could be Steph that takes on the role of being more of the over-the-top guy. But
I think that feels like a Tank role.
It feels like a Tank role. But see, the thing with Tank is he's... As fast as he is, he's more quick in space.
Sure.
You know, and I think, like, just running him straight deep or whatever they want to do, like they did with Nico the other day.
Right.
There are DBs that can stay with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the beauty of this team also is you've built it to where you have a lot of different prototypes. Mm-hmm. You have guys that can do a lot of different things.
Exactly.
832 brings this up. All of this works only if CJ has time to get to the open receivers.
Yep.
And that is fair. But one of the things that I think is also something that you consider within that is, like, get the ball out quickly, right? Like, I don't think that you have to wait for long developing routes necessarily all the time. Now, if you want to take a big chunk shot, deep shot like they did, the 67-yard pass, that almost felt like Pyrrhic at this point because you got the 67-yard touchdown, but that ended up being the final straw that aggravated the hamstring for Nico Collins that left us to this place where we have to have this conversation. But that type of thing, yes, you need to have it be long developing, and that's probably a play action situation where your line definitely has to hold up for a good amount of time, maybe 3 seconds or so. If you're getting the ball out under 2.5 seconds, right, if you're getting the ball out quickly, I think that can be helpful in a big way, not just in getting guys open, not just in relieving some of the pressure on the offensive line, but also we've seen quick game in the NFL be used as an entire substitute or at least a supplement for the run game.
Absolutely.
And especially when the run game has not been where it needs to be as of yet, and that's putting it nicely. I think that the quick game might be even more helpful for this team to kind of help themselves out when it comes to getting themselves in better and more advantageous third downs and things. In fact, maybe avoiding third down at times.
Interesting text as well that we got. And I had this conversation with one of my sons. They were asking, okay, is the benefit going to be Bobby Slowick sort of changes his approach and maybe doesn't lean on Nico as much? I don't think so. I don't think he's ever really leaned on Nico. I think it's more like Nico has gotten open and has maybe been the first option a little more, but that option, those options are still going to be there. I don't think this is going to be a case of Bobby Slowick all of a sudden changes everything and becomes more well-rounded, you know? No, it's not like,
well, he's already trying to be
like that's Randy Moss and everything revolves around Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Nico certainly is the best receiver yardage-wise, but is he that, you know, on this team? I don't think so. You know, I think Bobby Slowick approaches every game with trying to find the weakest spots, you know?
I almost got off a take that I often use kind of annoy folks when I call Randy Moss the single greatest wide receiver of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I get it.
It's him or Rice. I don't disagree.
I think it is Rice, but I just like saying that, especially for folks, because some folks lose it. You're soaring with ignorance, youthful ignorance. I just really love Randy Moss. We were talking earlier about the super excited for the mixtape fig. I don't think you understand. People are so excited to get this list of
set your alarms. 120.
The black people songs that white people love, because yesterday we did the white people songs that black people love, and somebody was talking about watching rappers react to Pete and Baz. Have you heard of Pete and Baz? Have you seen these dudes?
They're two. I hope you're not looking at me.
Two old British dudes that rap, and they are cold.
Really?
They are tough.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Smile on, I hope I said that right, on YouTube, who mentioned Pete and Bass, because that warmed my heart, made me smile. So I'm super excited for this show. But there's a lot more in between that. We got our guy, ND Kalu, at 11 as well. So it should be a very, very fun show going forward. However, I'm going to be the guy that is negative again here as we continue In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what was the most concerning of the did not practices from yesterday? Because a lot of them showed up. A lot. We'll tell you who, and we'll break that down next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.